Like many of his contemporaries, Schofield painted extensively in the rural parts of Bucks County, PA. He became known for his winter scenes, capturing both the intensity of the winter and also the transition into spring. In spring thaw, we find ourselves on the bank of a river as the final snow begins to melt away. Finally, the water begins to flow again, and the grass, though conveyed in oranges and browns, create the sense of life and movement that comes with spring. The use of light in this painting is characteristic of many of Schofield's winter scenes. The foreground is cool and dark, whereas the background is warm and inviting as the sun shines down. Schofield's color palette is not bold, yet it is still strong and creates energy. In the late 19th and 20th century, many different American art colonies began to emerge around the nation. One of these colonies was located in New Hope, Pennsylvania, and became closely tied with the Pennsylvania School of Impressionism. New Hope, located in Bucks County, north of Philadelphia and right along the Delaware River, became the home and workspace for many Pennsylvania artists. And from this colony came a distinct stylization of landscapes. Even though Schofield never belonged to this colony, he still socialized with the colony's artists and painted the same landscapes in his work. It is without a doubt that its transformative style began to influence his art, resulting in landscapes such as spring thaw.